stare lassù. E volavo, volavo, venice punalte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings, nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù.
Little Italian flavour this morning, kind of Italian-American flavour, Dean Martin, Volare, here on KX 93.5. It's KX Takeover, and in the studio with me today is Alessandro Pirozzi. He's from Alessa, the chef and owner of Alessa Laguna Beach, Mare Culinary Lounge, and now Salerno. Kind of taking over the town, really, aren't you? Some kind of mafia-style takeover going on here. It's the what do they call them, the... Not the Cosa Nostra, that's the Jews. Not the Scotia Nostra, that's the Scots.
Cosa Nostra, yeah.
Cosa Nostra, that's right. So there's things going on in town here. Town's kind of changing. How long have you been here?
I've been here for about 12 years.
12 years. So there's been some changes in 12 years around Laguna.
Yeah.
It's becoming... some people say it's easier to do business, some people say it's more difficult, but you've been trying this thing down there, which is very forward-thinking to my mind, in Forest Avenue, to have this little parklet thing outside the restaurant that where people could sit literally in the street. This is some like big new idea for Laguna, but of course the world over, people are sitting in the street eating everywhere, especially in Italy. It's a big deal to sit outside and drink a cappuccino and watch the world go by.
Yeah. Well, you know, this was a city organized idea, which I took part, and I was proud. You know, in the end, for me, it was a good experience. I always try to see the positive of everything that I do, and I think that it was a really tremendous success. I just believe that the city should have done a better job to support, you know, me as was the person that, you know, put everything on the line to do this project and not zap it up completely on the fly because one lady is not agree with her. You know, I mean, this country is made by a lot of differences, ethnic, religion, and point of view from everybody. And I think that if one person only can change the world, we would be living in a different country.
So the part that the city came to you and said, do you want to do this thing? Is this what happened?
Correct. The city asked about seven people, which one of that was also the restaurant next door to Alessa. And, you know, they all say yes, and they all came to the first meeting or two. And then afterward, nobody did really anything. They didn't care. They didn't want to participate. They didn't want to spend the money.
Right.
And, you know, the only one went over for a year and about six council meeting, which one lasts until 1:30 in the morning. Thanks for, you know, a few whole folks staying up until 1:30 to complain about it. And in the end, I was the only one did it, you know. And I believe that after the 60 days, which was on paper, the other 60 days, which it was said on the minute that the city council will approve, I believe that I would be granted because it was nothing wrong with that besides the lady next door complained about, you know, the parklet.
Right. So they come to you and they say, can you do this? Would you like to do this thing? A few people, and a lot of people, once they've realised there was going to be a price tag, they go, oh, perhaps not. It's not for me. It's going to cost a few grand. I don't want to do it.
Like $30,000. That's
right.
How much it costs, I think, to do it. Only the engineer and architect was cost $10,000. But when the people complain, unfortunately, the people don't understand really how, you know, the small business owner operate in this country. You know, they think it's easy. They only look at the positive. They only look when you drive a nice car or you have a line out the door. They don't understand that. You know, a person like me, I support over 100 family. I have 100 people on payroll, hundreds of thousand dollars every 2 weeks of check that I am personally responsible to do it. And, you know, people sometimes make decision without. There's a lot of people in Laguna Beach that they are older and successful and they have a house that costs 30, 40 million. And then they don't really care about how hard it is to do business, you know, with all these rules and regulation. and to make sure that the paycheck get clear every 2 weeks. And this 100 family, which with the kids is there are 200-300 people, they can support themselves and they can count a person like me that, you know, I'm owner operator of a small company that have to guarantee the paycheck to all these people.
Yeah. And they've all got kids and blah blah blah. And it just goes on and on. So so tell us a bit about this about the parklet. The thing got was there was an architect and it all had to be designed properly. It's not like you can just throw this. I was going to say 10 grand for the architect. I'd have done it for $700. You've asked me.
Exactly. Well, it was what happened was, and that's what a lot of people don't know and don't understand, and they only see the end of it. This thing originally was not supposed to be this elaborated and this strong and expensive.
Right.
But the city, when we start to build, they wanted to build in a particular way because of the water flow. They thought if we would have a storm like we did it in 2010 and back then in the old day or 99, whatever was the time, the parklet wouldn't secure on the floor and bolt inside and welded. It would end up on PCH. So that's why it started to become like a monsters, and you know, we had to go through meeting on top of meeting, and it just was a really long process to only keep it for 8 weeks. 8 weeks was like 8 minutes, you know, by the time we actually put it on and get really usage of it. I absolutely think that we should have been granted a little extension of time, or at least, you know, like take it out and put it back in another time to do a kind of like an amortization of the investment that we initially put
right.
on.
God, it does seem like a huge. I mean, I ate on that thing, you know, because I'm a big supporter of eating outside, just into it. You know, Brit like me, we never got to eat outside.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything outside. It was always raining, you know. But it was a great idea. But I can see how it became a monster. Like, it became this great big structure, and people complained about whether it's, you know, this parking thing or it's blocking somebody's window. And the simple fact is, if you just close Forest Avenue and put tables out, it would be a really simple thing to do, don't you think?
I think that I strongly believe that it can be a combination as well. You know, here, if you want to change your color or your shirt, people are going to complain about it. You know, mm-hmm. it's unfortunately it's that kind of city that everybody has an opinion and everybody going against anything different and new,
mm-hmm.
regardless if it's a positivity or negativity, they all against changes. Is a very anti-change city, and you know, it is what it is, right? It can make everybody happy, but I think that mm-hmm. I think it would be good to have the sides where the restaurant and the shops on the left sides are to have the parklet, and maybe leave the other side with the parking and the drive-through, so you will have kind of like a combination of making everybody happy. You know, this is a democratic country. We have to try to always find a way
to keep everybody happy.
Unfortunately, you can't get everybody happy, but at least you try. You
know? I know, but you know what? These things turn on a dime. People talk about, oh, we can't have this change, and Californians, they won't. For example, they say, oh, people in California, they'll never drive in, they'll never get a bus in, they'll never park outside and ride in on a bus. And they said it for years. And now the city's got a bus, they've got a parking lot on the corner of the 405 and the 133, and they're getting the idea that this is a good idea. And it can turn like that. They just make a decision. It's as simple as that.
I think it's a great idea. Also, the bicycle. I mean, look, going around, go to Newport, go to Huntington Beach, cities around to us, you know, San Clemente, there is a thousand of bicycles mm-hmm. that are going around all the time. You tell me how many bicycles you see in Laguna. The only bicycle you see is the mountain bike guys, and I am one of it, but we are on the mountain because we have no way to ride.
Right.
And so that definitely is something should be explored in a better way.
Yeah. Well, you know, cities around the world are doing it. And everywhere I've been in Europe in the last year or two, every city's got paved, pedestrianized areas where people are sitting, drinking cappuccino and watching the world go by. And we compare ourselves to people say this is the California Riviera. And to my mind, it's a bit of a joke. Because if you've been to the Riviera, you'll see how people live. It's very different to the way we live here. And just for the sake of a parking space outside your store, which frankly, that person who's parked there isn't in your store, they're at the beach.
Yeah. You know. Well, but you know, one thing is good that I have that's what I say, I support the radio, I pledge myself to have, you know, the opportunity to make the people here. Think about this for 1 second. Think about that my restaurant served between 300 and 500 people a day, every single day for the last 6 years, right? Do you think that from 11 in the morning to 11 at night, when my restaurant is open, two of my 600 customers are not going to park on the parking spot?
Of course they're not. Ridiculous.
It's not like, you know, the people I hear, one lady is like, oh, you know, if you take the parklet, I can park and go to the pharmacy to pick my prescriptions. I'm like, okay, lady, do you have some special cone, orange cone that you're going to put in front of that parking so that nobody going to park until you show up to pick up?
Of course.
It's kind of like, doesn't make sense. You know, there are two parking out of 1,000 people around. It really, I don't think the parking is a big it was a big thing in the first place. But.
Well, you know, and I'm so interested in this, and I could talk to you all morning about this. It's probably the wrong thing to do. It's KX Takeover. Chef Alessandro's here from Alessa, our well-loved Italian restaurant downtown, and now Salerno. He's taken over Salerno, also family-style, very very well-loved restaurant here, and he's part of the community. He's trying to get a few things going, and he got knocked back last night by the city, and I'm so sorry, mate. But eventually they're going to go for it because it's the most natural thing in the world. People want to sit outside and they want to eat pasta and they want to watch the world go by. And I believe it. I still believe in this country. I think we could make America great again. I didn't just say that. Going to play a record? Call 949-715-5936 to pledge money to the station and keep this thing alive. The dream of good living in California alive. Chef Alessandro's here.
Dancing alone outside, I don't care what.
Yeah, so so glows that. All right, it's Daily Scramble Live, but it's actually KX Takeover this morning. Chef Alessandro has been here. I feel a bit guilty because I should have taken your mind off your problems instead of just dragging it up. But it's so it's important to us, though, those of us that live here and eat here and just want the place to be the, as good as it can be. And guys like you really doing your best, and we appreciate you anyway. I don't know. It's not going to bring back the money, but I just want to say thanks.
I'm glad that I was here, and I support KX 93.5, and I think that people should pledge and keep small company like small business like this and the freedom of speech to say what you think and think what you say.
That's right. Good man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Chef. I'll be down, of course. We come all the time, me and my wife. She loves it.
Come before we take the parklet away and have some nice meal outside August 3rd.
Yeah, is that when it goes, August the 3rd?
Well, August 3rd, we're going to start taking it off. I don't know how long it's going to take.
I think we should organize a rally. Should organize some people standing the street with placards. Keep our parklet, you fools. Oh, honestly, it's so ridiculous. Anyway, thanks for coming in and starting off this KX Takeover day. We are trying to raise money for the station, but your story's really cool. And support local businesses. Get down there and get. They've got a gluten-free option that my wife says is fantastic.
We have many gluten-free options, and we have some gluten-free Italian pasta that is really good, and risotto and other things. So come and enjoy, and you guys have a great day. Hope you raise a lot of money.
Thanks, Chef.
Thank you, Chuck.